Bozeman. I'd like to call this May Land Board meeting to order. I trust you've all had an opportunity to read the minutes. Is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? They are approved. Deputy Director, please tell us about the first action item.
Good morning, Governor. Before we get started, I just want to flag that for 0522-6, we have a new and updated addition to our packet. Just want to highlight that for the Land Board. Okay. First action item is 0522-1A, the East of Emerald Timber Sale. The East of Emerald Timber Sale is located approximately 5.5 miles southeast of Seeley Lake in Missoula County. The sales include 9 harvest units, 465 acres of tractor logging. The estimated harvest volume is 13,359 tons of saw logs. The minimum bid is $16.35 per ton, which would generate approximately $218,420 for the Pine Hill School Trust and approximately $48,092 in forest improvement fees. DNRC is proposing 1.02 miles of new permanent road construction, 0.14 miles of road abandonment, and 7.91 miles of road maintenance. 6 public comments were received, all of which were described in the agenda item and are resolved as noted. Members of the Land Board, the DNRC request approval of item 0522-1A as described in the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Would anybody like to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none. Is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve item 0522-1A.
Okay, is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any discussion on the Land Board? All those in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous. The motion passes. Next action item, please, Deputy Director.
The next action item is 0522-1B, the Fry Bear Timber Sale. The Fry Bear Timber Sale is located approximately 40 miles southwest of Dillon in Beaverhead County. The sale includes 15 harvest units, 151 acres of tractor logging. The estimated harvest volume is 8,006 tons of saw logs. The minimum bid is $4.71 per ton, which would generate approximately $37,708 for the Common Schools Trust, approximately $10,888 in forest improvement fees. DNRC is proposing 1.3 miles of new temporary road construction and 3.2 miles of road maintenance. One public comment was received as described in the agenda item and is resolved as noted. The DNRC request approval of item 0522-1B as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on this particular agenda item? Anyone want to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve item 0522-1B.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay. Great. Any discussion amongst the Land Board? All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. That's unanimous, and the motion passes. The next action item, please, Deputy Director.
The next action item is 0522-1C, the Grayson Creek 2 Timber Sale. The Grayson Creek 2 Timber Sale is located approximately 14 miles east of Townsend in Broadwater County. The sale includes 3 harvest units totaling 135 acres. Of that, 79 acres are tractor logging and 56 acres are X-Gline logging. The estimated harvest volume is 7,008 tons of Douglas fir saw logs. The minimum bid is $9.62 per ton, which would generate approximately $67,417 for the Common School Trust and approximately $7,569 in forest improvement fees. The DNRC is proposing 0.2 miles of permanent road construction, 0.5 miles of temporary road construction, 0.5 miles of road reclamation, and 26 miles of road maintenance on existing road. 4 public comments were received, all of which were described in the agenda item and are resolved as noted. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-1C as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this agenda item? Okay, is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve item 0522-1C.
Okay, is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any discussion on the Land Board? All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. The motion passes. Next action item, please, Deputy Director.
And the next action item is 0522-1D, the Klinger Timber Sale. The Klinger Timber Sale is located approximately 9 miles south of Libby in Lincoln County. The sale includes 5 harvest units totaling 319 acres. Of that, 279 acres are skyline, 40 acres are tractor logging, and optional excline logging. The estimated harvest volume is 14,078 tons of saw logs. The minimum bid is $15.26 per ton, which would generate approximately $214,830 for the Common School Trust and approximately $61,802 in forest improvement fees. DNRC is proposing 1.2 miles of new permanent road construction, 0.1 miles of road reconstruction, and 6 miles of road maintenance. 4 public comments were received, all of which were described in the agenda item and were resolved as noted. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-1D as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0522-1D.
Okay, is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I second.
Okay, any discussion on the land board? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that is unanimous. The motion passes. Deputy Director, please, the next action item.
The next action item is 0522-1E, the McCabe Meadows Timber Sale. The McCabe Meadow Timber Sale is located approximately 4 miles north of Olney in Flathead County. The sale includes 20 harvest units, 742 acres of tractor logging. The estimated harvest volume is 31,969 tons of saw logs. The minimum bid is $31.11 per ton, which would generate approximately $994,556 for the Common Schools, Pine Hill School, Public Buildings, and MSU Second Grant Trust, and approximately $148,336 in forest improvement fees. DNRC is proposing 0.7 miles of new temporary road construction, 2.4 miles of road reconstruction, and 21.9 miles of road maintenance. No public comments related to this timber sale were received. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-1E as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to speak? Okay, do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0522-1E.
Okay, is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the land board of this timber sale?
If I could, Mr. Governor, having to deal with all 5 of them, there are 5 different counties. So if I could ask a question of Mr. Rogers. Thank you. Putting you on the spot this beautiful Monday morning. Good morning, sir. These are really robust, and I want to say thank you. A lot of these are going to common schools, but to other things as well. When it comes to fire mitigation, I would assume, because they're in the 5 different counties, that we are targeting so that with the great rain that we have right now, that that understory and undergrowth isn't going to hamper too much of a problem with fires at this point. So in other words, what we have come before us on these 5 votes, and this last one that will be, making sure that this has to do with our maintenance and management of our timber so that we have less fires this summer and fall. Crossing our fingers.
Well, for the record, Dan Rogers, Trustlands, Forest Management Bureau Chief. So, Governor, Superintendent, I believe what you're asking me is, will these 5 sales assist in some predictability of fire, some control of fire? And I would be the last person to try to predict when and where fire is going to happen. And so what I would say is that these are 5 solid sales. They all have a slash management component, a slash reduction component that's part of a requirement through state law. And so all of these sales will impact vegetation on the ground in several different ways. And so fire is just one component that we address as we go in and actually manipulate vegetation. And so it's hard for me to say that these will or will not burn at some point in 2022 or beyond, but we we definitely build in fuels and vegetative analysis in all of our sales. And so I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. If I could just clarify. Thank you, Governor. Mr. Rogers, so because of these five counties and where we had fires last season, making sure that the mitigation is bright within each one of these sales so that the propensity for another fire happening within these stands is lessened because of the prescriptive timber cut or harvest, correct?
That's correct. Governor, Superintendent, from our standpoint, we work within the bounds of emulating natural disturbance, and so the types of prescriptions that we put on the ground on each of these sales typically emulates how natural disturbance would occur in those stands, even if Mother Nature just had her way. And so from our standpoint, we're looking to do that, to provide treatment and gain revenue for the trust beneficiaries. And so,
thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Rogers. Any further discussion on the land board? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. It is unanimous. Motion passes. Next action item, please, Deputy Director.
The next action item is 0522-2, Agricultural and Grazing Leases Competitive Bid Hearing. On April 12, 2022, the DNRC held competitive bid hearings for grazing lease number 2438. Occasionally, as ag and grazing leases are renewed, these receive competitive bidding. State grazing leases have a legal preference right to then match the high bid and to keep their lease. And if they choose, he or she may request a hearing before the director or the director's designee to challenge the high bid as excessive. The purpose of the hearing is twofold. One, to determine the best qualified lessee for the upcoming lease term, and two, to ascertain the appropriate rental rate for that term. At the conclusion of the hearing, the department came up with a recommendation as summarized on page 39 of your packet. The high bidder, Ryan Schaefer, provided satisfactory answers to the required elements to show he would be the best qualified lessee and satisfactorily explained how the $65 AUM bid price would work for his business. Based on information and testimony at the hearing, I recommended lease number 2438 be issued to the high bidder at $65 in AUM. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-2 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move to approve item 0522-2.
Okay, is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay, any discussion on this item? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, it is unanimous. The motion passes. Deputy Director, the next item.
The next action item is 0522-3, Cabin and Homesite Sales, Final Approval for Sale. Governor, if you have no objections, we can take A and B together.
No objection.
DNRC is requesting final approval of three cabin and homesite sales nominated for sale, two in Flathead County and one in Gallatin County. These sales were nominated by the lessees in conjunction with a 2020-2021 cabin and homesite sale program. The parcels are currently leased as cabin sites and produce an average income for residential leases statewide. Preliminary land board approval was granted in April of 2020, approved 5-0, and the land board set minimum bid for the land and the maximum value of compensation for the improvements at the appraised values in January, February of 2022, approved 4-1. The average rates of return on these sale parcels are outlined in the agenda. The cabin sites were sold at public auction for their respective appraised land values. There was one qualified bidder for each sale. On sale number 1142, the current lessee chose not to register for the auction, and an outside bidder was the only auction participant. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-3A and 0522-3B as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on this agenda item? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve items 0522-3A and 3B.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second, Mr. Governor.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Okay. The motion passes. Deputy Director, next item.
The next item is 0522-4, cabin and home site sales, set minimum bid for sale. Governor, there are no objections. We can take A and B together.
No objection.
Item A, DNRC is requesting a set minimum bid for one home site nominated for sale in Scioto County. The sale was nominated by the lessee in conjunction with the 2020 and 2021 cabin and home site sales program. The parcel is currently leased as a home site and produces below average income for residential leases statewide. Preliminary land board approval was granted in April of 2020, approved 5-0. The average rate of return for this sale parcel is 4.982%. The parcel will continue to receive this return if it remains in state ownership. The appraisal was prepared by Montana General Certified Appraisal Ernest F. Gotlick V of Northern Acres Appraisal Services, LLC in Haver. The appraisal sets the minimum bid for land at $12,500. Item B, DNRC is requesting set the minimum bid for one cabin site nominated for sale in Flathead County. The sale was nominated by lessee in conjunction with the 2020-2021 cabin and home site sale program. This parcel is currently leased as a cabin site and produces above average income for residential leases statewide. Preliminary land board approval was granted in April of 2020, approved 5-0. The average rate of return on this sale parcel is 2.213%. The parcel will continue to receive this return if it remains in state ownership. The appraisal of this cabin site was prepared at Montana General Certified Appraiser Elliot M. Clark, MAI, of Clark Real Estate Appraisal of Whitefish, Montana. The sale proponents appealed the values determined by the appraiser and requested a hearing regarding the appraised land value. The administrative hearing was held on March 2nd of 2022. Administrative Law Judge Cameron Boster's recommendation to the land board was to set minimum bid at the appraised values as indicated in the agenda, with the land value set at $436,000. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-4A and B as described in the agenda.
Is there any public comment on these agenda items? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve items 0522-4A and 4B.
Okay, is there a second?
Second, Mr. Governor.
Yep. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion passes. Next agenda item, please, Deputy Director.
The next item is 0522-5, easements, standard grants. The easements before you today are detailed in your packet. Affected counties are Fergus, Ravalli, Stillwater, and Valley County. Total easement package value is $81,903. This is distributed between two trusts with $81,374 for the common schools and $529 for the public land trust. This month's easements are for buried fiber optic cable, public county road, and buried water pipeline. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-5 as described in the agenda.
Okay, is there any public comment on these easements? Anyone wish to make their thoughts known? Okay, do we have a motion here on the board?
Mr. Governor, I move we approve item 0522-5.
Okay, is there a second?
Mr. Governor, I second.
Okay, any discussion here amongst the land board members? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, it is unanimous. And the next action item, please. Last action item.
The last action item is 0522-6, easement, City of Billings. The City of Billings has requested two easements for the purpose of constructing the Northwest Billings Connector Road. These easements would benefit the Common Schools Trust and would generate $78,345 in revenue for both easements. The agenda was initially written with a TBD value for preliminary approval. Since the agenda was noticed, the City of Billings provided the department an appraisal report that satisfies all DNRC land board requirements. The DNRC requests approval of item 0522-6 as described in the agenda.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this particular item? Yeah. Please tell the board who you are, who you're representing, and then share your thoughts.
Okay. Good morning, Governor, members of the commission. My name is Mac Fogelsong, representing the City of Billings as the city engineer. Quick couple of comments. We've had a great dialogue with staff, a lot of hard work. Some constructive conversations, and I think we have agreement.
So like you shouldn't get right up on the microphone so we can get you online, too.
Okay. I look forward to constructing a project that benefits not only Yellowstone County, the DNRC, the schools, but also the City of Billings. I would request your approval of the easements, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I understand you're on a tight timeline. We wanted to force this into the May meeting. That's why it was put on without a value, so that we gave the City of Billings a little extra time to get us the documentation we needed. So I appreciate you being here today. Are there any questions for this gentleman? Okay. Thank you. Any further public comment on this particular agenda item? And thank you for being here today. Do we have a motion? Oh, we have a motion. Is there any, or we don't have a motion?
I don't think we've moved it. Mr. Governor, okay. We have it, we'll do it again.
Please, please, give us a
Mr.
motion.
Mr. Governor, I move we approve 0522-6.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
I want to give the honor to the gentlewoman from Billings.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that, Governor. I'll second. Thank you.
Okay. Any discussion on the land board?
Mr. Governor, I think, as someone who has spent a lot of time in Billings and as an Eastern Montana guy, I think this is well needed. I'm looking at this map. I know the Heights is a bit isolated. They could use another way into that area of town, and I think this is a good project. I'm glad to see the state cooperating.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Mr. Governor, if I could, there is a letter that has come from the county commissioners there in Yellowstone County, and they are very much in approval of this process. I had a conversation with the mayor as well as with some other city commissioners and some legislators that also represent that area for possible new growth, for housing, for any kind of development there, but also making sure that it is has a walking path. There's going to be a lot of wonderful things that are going to enable for the inhabitants of Billings or anybody who wants to journey through Billings to eastern Montana, possibly Roosevelt County, possibly, for sure.
Clearly.
But it was a good process. And the other thing I want to shout out is that the interface between jurisdictions, between the private landowner, the county, as well as the city, and coming up to the state and the DNRC. I want to thank the DNRC for their good work toward this project and making sure that communication flows equitably and quickly. So with that,
great.
Thank you.
Any further comments? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. It is unanimous and it is approved. I want to thank the board members. This concludes our agenda items. At this time, we'll take general public comment. Is there anyone who wants to make comments for the good of the order? Seeing none,